day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. And I want to continue the conversation about selling and speak to you specifically about some misconceptions about selling. And this idea came to me because I had a conversation with a client this morning, and we were talking about her sales process and her sales journey. And we spoke about the fears around selling and why there seems to be some kind of blockage towards asking for the sale, getting consistent sales, and that kind of thing, right? So let's just talk about what those misconceptions are first off. So there are a few misconceptions. So one of the first things I often hear is that selling feels sleazy, right? I know we've all heard that phrase before. Selling feels very, very sleazy. And I was explaining that the reason that you may feel that it is sleazy is because of your own experience of people selling to you. Sometimes when people sell to you, you feel uncomfortable because of their approach, right? That's like somebody liking your page for the first time or connecting with you for the first time, and the first conversation that they have with you is that they're trying to sell you something. That feels sleazy. And because you've had that experience with other people trying to sell to you, you equate that as how most people sell. Now, granted, that actually used to work years ago. But in today's climate, that kind of selling does not work. The other misconception is that selling is very, very hard. And again, many people or many entrepreneurs believe that selling is hard because they don't understand what selling is supposed to be, right? There's view that if you're selling, you are supposed to be the brightest, the loudest, the most obnoxious person, and that is the person who's going to get the most sales. Again, that doesn't work. And for a lot of people, that is a lot of work, right? To just be loud and all over the place all the time. That's a lot of work. And the truth is, a great salesperson, a great entrepreneur knows that they don't have to do all of that in order to get the sales, right? In order to get consistent sales in their business, right? And the fourth misconception is that people don't want to buy. I've heard this over and over again, Adanna. People don't want to buy, people not buying, nobody clicking on my link. And again, that is happening because you're not selling in the right way, or you're not selling to the right people, or you're not selling on the right platform, or you are not sharing enough value, or you're not touching on their pain points. There's so many reasons why people are not buying, and it's most times not because of what you think it is. And what it may require are some simple adjustments in your messaging, on your platform, in your call to action, even in your pricing sometimes, and also in order for you to get the sales. So based on those myths that I identified this morning, let me share with you some tried and true techniques that I have used and my clients have used in order to get the sale, right? Or get sales consistently in our business. And the first thing, which we spoke about last week, and guys, if you have any questions, drop them in the comments. The first thing that we spoke about this last week was about having a mindset of sales. And what does that mean? That simply means that when you are ready to put an offer out on the table, whether it's on your social media, to your email list, on your blog, being interviewed on TV or whatever, you have to really enter into that conversation with a mindset of, you know, I believe and I deserve this thing that I am asking for, So if I'm asking for $5,000, if I'm asking for $100, I deserve this thing and it is going to come to me. You really have to start off with that mindset of abundance and success, knowing that what you ask for is going to happen to you. Because if you start off with anxiety and you start off with doubt and with fear and all of those things, then getting these sales is much, much harder. You kind of have to be, you don't have to be arrogant, obviously, but you have to believe in yourself. You have to, you really have to start off that sales process like that. Obviously, that's not the only thing, because you can have a mindset of abundance and still make no sales, because you have to link that mindset to the work that you have to put out in order to get the sales. So besides your mindset, the other thing that you have to remember, that sales comes with building relationships. Eh? Selling is about building relationships. Selling is not about, is not about the exchange of things. That's what it used to be. Now it's about building relationships. You know, we always talk about building that know, like, and trust. And the reason you hear so many people talk about it is because it's the truth. People need to know you, they need to like you, they need to trust you in order, before they say, yes, let me give this person my money. Because people are working hard for their money, right? And they want to ensure that once they make that decision, and those are big decisions, whether it's $1 or $100, that it's, you know, they have made the best decision for them, and they are guaranteed to get some relief in exchange. Whatever the challenges, they are getting a solution. Whether they're hungry, whether they're in pain, whether, you know, they want to beautify their home, that they are actually getting something in exchange. So besides your mindset, you want to always think that if I'm selling, right, how am I building this relationship with the people that I want to buy from me? What am I doing to build a relationship? If I'm dating somebody, what do I normally do to build a relationship? We speak often, we share stories, I ask questions, they ask questions, you know, we share about our past, we share about our future, we share our big wins, we share our losses, we learn from each other, we bounce off each other, we keep each other accountable, we cheer each other on. You have to start to think about your ideal clients in the same way, right? How am I building relationships? Once you know how to build those relationships and you have a process in place to continue to build those relationships, right? Organically, obviously, and authentically, right? Authentic relationships, then getting and asking for the sale is not going to be as hard. In fact, you may not actually have to come out and do the hard selling at all, because people get excited when they see your name or they see your face or they see anything coming out of your platforms, right? So it's so easy for them to say, yes, what am I doing today to build the relationship with my audience? Once you do that, the sales will come. The other thing about building that relationship is, how am I adding value? Because the relationship has to be valuable, you know, valuable to you and valuable to them. What information am I sharing that is going to change their circumstances, that is going to inspire them, motivate them, or educate them? That is the value. And a lot of times you're not making any sales because you're not adding any value. Instead, you're doing a flyer and saying, buy from me, buy from me. And it's okay to use a flyer to put your offers out. Eh? Don't get me wrong. But instead of just putting out a flyer and telling people, buy from me, you want to give them a reason to buy from you. You want to explain or show them, right? Selling is about showing them. Show them why you are the best, or show them the results other people have gotten from working with you, or show them how their lives are going to change or be improved once they have engaged with you and once they have bought from you. So you have to build a relationship, and you also have to provide value. Again, if we're using the analogy of dating, you can be talking to somebody for months and they're actually providing no value to your life, right? And once you realize, well, you're not providing any value to me, I don't want to talk to you anymore. We've all experienced that, right? We've all experienced that. And that is the other level of building the relationship. What value am I bringing to this conversation? What value am I bringing to my platform? What value am I bringing to these people who are logging in to listen to me talk about selling? What value am I giving to people who, you know, decided to give me their email address so that I can send them information? What is the value that you are providing to your audience? How are you building the relationships? How are you adding value? And how are you showing them the value? Not just telling them. So just telling them, I have the best price, or I have the best customer service, is not enough. Saying that, anybody can say that, because we all think our business is the best. We all think we have the best value. We all think we have the best price. We all think we have the best quality, right? And that's fine. That's fine to even think that. And that's fine to, for you to say that. But what value does that have, right? You need to be able to show the value. Understand, guys? Does it make sense? Ooh. Does that make sense? Tell me in the comments if that makes sense. Hi, Mercedes. Tell me in the comments if it makes sense. How can you show the value? You can do testimonials. You can do behind the scenes. There's so many different ways that you can show value. And I keep saying to my clients, and I say to you as well, when you are at that stage where you really want to get those sales every single day, or get those sales consistently, so that, you know, you're living comfortably, you have to ask yourself, how am I building a relationship? What is the value that I am providing? And how am I showing my intended audience that I am valuable? When you do those things, selling doesn't feel sleazy. Selling doesn't feel hard. And selling doesn't take as long as you think it will take, because you have done the work in the background and you have a better understanding of providing the value, of building the relationship, and you know, just showing your clients. And that's why I say to you in the same breath that selling can be done every single day. I sell every single day. I sell in different ways every single day. But I sell every single day. I don't hard sell every single day. And what I mean by hard sell, as I always explain to you, I don't say buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. But every single day, part of my sales process is showing up consistently, providing value, answering questions, sharing information, yeah, sharing testimonials, you know. So all of that is your sales process. And I think a lot of times we separate the process to the end result, and that is why we have a disconnect, right? And that's why you don't feel like all of this effort that I'm putting out, I'm not getting a return on investment. But you have to understand that the two things are tied in together. That marketing is tied into your sales, right? You have to do those steps first in order for you to get the sales that you want. You have to make yourself recognizable. You have to make yourself visible. You have to make yourself stand out. You know, we always talk about unique selling proposition. You need to make people buy your presence, buy your messaging, by how you engage with them, have you top of mind whenever they have a challenge, so that whenever that challenge arises, they will automatically think about you as the person who can solve that challenge for them, right? And as I say, selling doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. And it can happen to you consistently over time once you understand these fundamental shifts that you have to do. So guys, if you are having challenges with selling, if you are not getting the results that you desire, if you feel it's hard, if you feel it's sleazy, if you are, you know, you're not making that connection, have no fear, right? Just listen to what I said today and look back at what you've been doing. Make the adjustments, because sometimes, as I said, it really is just a matter of some simple adjustments that will drive you over the edge of starting to get those daily sales.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.